Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Suspense.
The Shadow Node.
Washington calling David Harding, counter-spy.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
Dragnet. Gunsmoke.
The Lone Ranger.
Now step back into our time machine with your host, Wyatt Cox.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
An episode of Willis Cooper's shocking show, Quiet Please. This was originally broadcast 74 years ago, July 26, 1948. The Man Who Stole a Planet. And we thank you for joining us on this Tuesday edition, 26th day of July, 207th day of the year, 158 days remaining till we get to 2023. New York, happy birthday. New York became the 11th state in the Union on this date in 1788. The Office of the Chief Examiner created on this date in 1908. In 1935, the Office of Chief Examiner would become the Federal Bureau of Investigation. President Truman signed the National Security Act on this date in 1947, creating the Department of Defense, the National Security Council, the Central Intelligence Agency, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff. In 1952, King Farouk I of Egypt abdicated after a coup led by Gamal Abdel Nasser.
Farouk was only 16 when, on the death of his father, King Fuad I, in 1936, he left Britain, where he was educated, to return to Egypt. From his accession to the throne throughout a reign which has ended in abdication, his country has been in the grip of political unrest and intrigue. How much of it was the fault of the king, only history can assess.
Audio from 1952 from a British movie tone newsreel. In 1989, a federal grand jury indicted Cornell University student Robert T. Morris Jr. for releasing the Morris worm, thus becoming the first person to be prosecuted under the 1986 Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. Space Shuttle Discovery launched on this date in 2005.
T-minus 10 seconds, go for main engine start, 7, 6, 5, 3 engines up and burning, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff of Space Shuttle Discovery, beginning America's new journey to the moon, Mars, and beyond, and the vehicle has cleared the tower.
Houston's now controlling. Commander Ali Collins confirming Discovery's rolling onto a course for rendezvous with the International Space Station.
It was NASA's first scheduled flight mission after the Columbia disaster in 2003. Now, footage of debris separating from the external fuel tank at launch delayed further missions until July of 2006. And it was on this date in 2016, Hillary Clinton became the first female nominee for President of the United States.
This is what I mean. None of us can raise a family, build a business, heal a community, or lift a country totally alone. America needs every one of us to lend our energy, our talents, our ambition to making our nation better and stronger. I believe that with all my heart. That's why Stronger Together is not just a lesson from our history. It's not just a slogan for our campaign. It's a guiding principle for the country we've always been and the future we're going to build.
Clinton, the first female nominee for president by a major political party, nominated in Philadelphia on this date in 2016. Also on 2016, Solar Impulse 2 became the first solar-powered aircraft to circumnavigate the Earth. Passing away on this date in history, Republic of Texas President Sam Houston, politician William Jennings Bryan, also the wife of Argentinian President Juan Perón, Eva Perón, composer Frank Loesser, statistician pollster George Gallup, diplomat Avril Harriman, singer Mary Wells, the voice of Rocky and Natasha in the Rocky and Bullwinkle series, June Foray, passing away on this date, comedic actors Patti Deutsch, and the last surviving major star from the golden age of Hollywood cinema, Olivia de Havilland, passing away 2 years ago at the age of 104. This is the birth date of, one of our listeners, Richard. Richard Graziano celebrating a birthday today, and he was kind enough to buy me a cup of coffee, and I appreciate it. Also, Nobel Prize laureate George Bernard Shaw, author Aldous Huxley, The Brave New World, Tennessee Senator Estes Kefauver, actress Vivian Vance, who was such a talented actress and such a beautiful lady, and she played such frumpy roles with Lucille Ball, but she did a good job. She was very, very funny. Also, writer Gene Shepard, actor Jason Robards, also film director Blake Edwards, the father of Michael and Janet Jackson, Joe Jackson, film director Stanley Kubrick, and singer Dobie Gray, Give Me the Beat, Boys, and Feed My Soul. All those folks celebrating birthdays on this date in heaven. The Rolling Stones' Mick Jagger is 79 today. Dame Helen Mirren is still acting at 77. 1976 Olympic gold medal figure skater Dorothy Hamill, 66. Kira Nerys in the TV series Star Trek, Deep Space Nine, and Gene Ritter in the TV series Wildfire, Nana Visitor, 65. Actor Kevin Spacey, 63. Sandra Bullock, 58. Jason Statham is 55. Best known for his time with The Bachelor and Bachelorette, Chris Harrison, 51. Actress Kate Beckinsale, 49. From Dynasty, Elizabeth Gillies is 29. And from Gossip Girl, Taylor Momsen is 29. Those are some of the people celebrating the 26th day of July as their birthday. And if this is your birthday...
Hi, we're the four freshmen, and we just want to say... Happy birthday to you!
From 74 years ago, July 26, 1948, Ernest Chappell starring in Quiet Please, The Man Who Stole a Planet. That's up next on this Tuesday, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, here on your favorite radio station.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible, 833-34-BIBLE.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-95 651-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Are you in bad pain? You know what I mean. Your knees hurt. Your shoulder hurts. Your elbow and back are constantly killing you. And I'm sure you've tried every pain pill or cream available at the drugstore. Am I right? Well, here's something you haven't tried. Pain Magic. Pain Magic is not available at any drugstore. The only place you can get it is by calling the special toll-free number I'm about to give you. And to make things even better, call right now and find out about our buy one, get one free offer. We're so confident it'll work for you that we offer a free bottle with your purchase. No prescription required. Call now to learn how you can get Pain Magic and get rid of your pain. Remember, your results may vary. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. That's 800-492-8164.
Though Arch Obler received much praise for his works on Lights Out, he did not create the program. That was Willis Cooper. Cooper got a lot of other work outside of radio and had the opportunity to stretch his wings, if you will. Well, he got the itch to get back into radio, and he did the program Quiet Please, that originally was broadcast on Mutual in June 8th of 1947. It ran on Mutual for a period of time, then moved to ABC. Their last episode there was June 25th, 1948. 106 episodes broadcast, very few of them repeats. Quiet Please is, I have to tell you, a shocking program. Willis Cooper did horror, in my opinion, better than Arch Obler. And Obler was great at it. Let's listen to an episode of Quiet Please here on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. This episode is entitled The Man Who Stole a Planet. And this was originally broadcast July 26, 1948, some 74 years ago today.
Quiet Please. Quiet Please. Mexico and the ruins of the Mayans and the pre-Mayans, there is. Although if you're not interested in that kind of stuff, you never heard of me. So what? So if you're not, go on and read the baseball scores or tune in a quiz program or just do whatever you want to. I can't stop you. And I frankly don't care what you do if you're not interested. But if you are interested, just keep quiet and listen. And sit still. No, don't sit still. Stretch your neck a little and look down into this thing. Ever see one before? But these trees. People keep frozen foods and stuff in these things. That is, most people do. I keep dead men in it. See? Oh, no, I didn't kill him. Matter of fact, I'm not entirely sure he's dead. He doesn't breathe. His heart isn't beating. If he isn't dead, he ought to take down his time. He was just like that when he was walking around, like a mummy. That outfit he's got on, that's the uniform of a very high priest of a race of people who inhabited a certain part of Mexico in the 5th century A.D. That fits him, too. his own uniform. Well, sure I know about these things. I've spent too many years of this business to be fooled. Fantastic, huh? Yeah, I know that's what you laymen expect to hear from archaeologists. Lots of stuff about walking mummies and weird curses and all that Boris Karloff routine. But take it from a practicing member of the profession, archaeology involves a great deal more grubbing in the ground and sifting wheelbarrows full of dirt than it does dodging zombies. However, here I am on a July evening in the year of our Lord 1948 with a house full of extremely dead high priests who were born in the Mexican jungle some 1,400 years ago. No, I just caught them back with me. No. They walked in on me. Ah, take that supercilious smile off your face. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. More of that supernatural stuff. More of that H.P. Lovecraft stuff. That my blood froze in my veins at the Eldritch, whatever that is, being that towered above me. Well, don't kid yourself. What you people call supernatural is just as natural as apples growing on a tree. The only thing is, our great thinkers, our figures out, they all stop when they come to something they can't explain immediately with their slide rules and their log tables and spectroscopes and stuff. And once in a while, somebody finds out something, and a little chunk of the so-called supernatural slides over into the field of exact science, and everybody says, I knew it all the time. My God. So if men dead 1,500 years can walk around, there's a perfectly logical explanation for it. They know the explanation. We don't. And if we ever find out, accidentally, there'd be 100,000 scientists to tell you they could have done it a long time ago, only they were working on nuclear fission and other more practical benefits to the human race. Thing is, I don't care how they do it. My interest is in why they're here. That's what affects me. Oh, I didn't tell you why they're here. That's quite simple. Well, they want something I've got, something I brought back from Mexico with me. Something I stole from them. And, I may say, something I want very much to keep. So, that's my problem, children. What's yours? Oh, excuse me. I've been doing all the talking. This is my wife, my beautiful wife. Her name is Elizabeth. You can call her Liz.
Look, don't let my husband fool you. He talks as if all this is very amusing and very simple. But believe me, he's just as frightened as I am.
You can say that again, Liz.
He's still here. You see, I was with him in Mexico.
I wouldn't be here now if he hadn't been.
Please, Norman. I'm an explorer, too. So I'm afraid I'm not much of an archaeologist. But I'm a very good cook. And I'm the serious member of this family. So I'm going to tell you what happened without interruption, I hope, because we think maybe you might be able to help us. I don't know how exactly.
Neither do I.
But you listen. And if you can, well, this was our 14th trip to Mexico. We flew to Mexico City, then down to Veracruz, and our people met us at Merida. And
you'll excuse me a minute, darling. I think one of our friends is looking in the window.
Oh, no.
Let's sit still. I'll be right back.
Oh, I'm simply scared to death. We've been so fortunate this far. We always discover them in time. But what will happen if one gets in and we don't see him? Norman! Norman!
Okay. I had to bust the window, though. Yeah, I better put this one away. There's no telling what had happened to us if some curious policeman got a look at. And you see? Same uniform, same badge on his left arm.
Just like the ones carved in on the thing.
The guardian. The watcher. Okay, Freaky Weasley. Have a nice sleep.
Oh, Norman, I wish you wouldn't be so flippant about things.
Flippant? Listen, sweetheart, do you mind? I'm just about ready to go over in that corner and scream. If I see one more of these... I'm sorry.
Oh, darling, hadn't we better take it back?
No. Only, how long is this going to go on? Yeah, how long is it going to go on? You've never never been inside one of those great stone pyramids the Mayans built in the Guatemala jungle so many, many forgotten years ago. You've never smelled the dead smell. The sour, sweet odor of the rotting vegetation that's crept into the crevices between the stones and died a thousand times. The musty gray smell of those low tunnels with the maddening paintings on the walls at your elbows. The figures seem to gibber at you in the light of a Coleman lantern. Sweat. The feeling that snakes are waiting for you in the darkness of the end. And it was the snake who was Tom, the snake god. They tore people's hearts out. They hurled their beautiful daughters to the devil god that lives in a bottomless pit. We've been in the middle of all that a lot of times. Haven't we, darling?
In the rites of spring, the harvest. The corn maidens dying horribly in the fields to preserve the fertility of the land.
And they're right to be scared. We saw the pictures of what they did to their prisoners, the ones they thought had done evil to their gods. We saw what was left of the poor victims. We've got a right to be scared. We've outwitted them so far. And how long can it go on?
Take a breath, Norman.
No, I won't. I found it, and this world of ours today can use it. It can do more good here than it ever could in a moldy underground room beneath the Giatali. And where we found it.
Tell them about it, Norman. And see if they don't agree you ought to take it back.
I don't care what they say. It's mine, and I'm going to keep it. You hear me? I'm going to keep it, I said. Heard about the place so many times. The place where the world lives, they call it. And the place where the world lives is what it's still called. Though the world doesn't live there anymore. Not since Liz and I found the deep galleries and took away the greatest treasure that the world has ever seen. All right, now you know. When you hear a little more about it and see it, you'll forgive me for being dramatic. The greatest treasure the world has ever seen. You'll agree.
Well, tell about it.
Will you take it easy, please? We finally found a place. Let's see if I can tell you about it. A wilderness of high grass, the kind of grass we've never seen before, higher than our heads. Sharp edged as razor blades.
Look at my arm.
Rows and insects hanging out of the 2-inch blades of grass. Silent. Dripping, heat, crawling thing. How I found a place I'll never know. There was nothing to warn us. We just flashed our way through one more stand of high grass, and there was the door. The door was open. A kind of ramp led straight down into darkness. Darkness that seemed to begin a little too close to the bright entrance. Darkness that... Yeah, I need to shiver there in the horrible heat that covered us like a... coffin lid. Yes, of course we went in. We lighted our lanterns, went in alone. And that was what we came for, wasn't it? And I think we were the first human beings who had set foot on that long stone ramp in a great many centuries. Yeah, we knew it. We could feel it. The passageway wasn't so bad. Except for the pictures on the walls, I think I'd rather not tell you about them. They were put there, of course, to give any intruder an idea of what would happen to him if he got caught in there. You wouldn't believe me if I told you. I want to remember this very clearly, Liz. You stumbled against something.
It was the lever that opened the inner door. And the door opened, and I said, "We found it, Norman."
And the door closed behind us.
Our lanterns went out.
I put off my hand for Liz.
Still there.
He stood there a minute. When I got over my first fear, Liz was kind of moaning in the dark.
Ernest Chappell's understated work brought this show to life. Such as it is. Quiet Please, from July 26, 1948 on Classic Radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is pushing insurers to improve access to mental health care for Americans.
Mental health care is health care. It's essential to people's well-being.
in their ability to lead a full and productive life.
Biden announced a proposed rule today to strengthen requirements so health insurers cover behavioral health at the same level as physical health. UPS and Teamsters are avoiding a strike after reaching a tentative agreement on a new labor contract. A strike by UPS would have been the largest in U.S. history. Ratification of the new five-year deal could take about 3 weeks. The blistering heat wave that's been hitting the southwest for weeks, now expanding toward the middle of the country. It's likely to bring temperatures toward 100 degrees to several Midwest states this week, while the East Coast could see its hottest weather of the summer. High temperatures remain in the forecast in states like California, Nevada, Texas, and Florida. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for tuning in to Classic Radio Theater on your favorite station. We're listening to an episode of Quiet Please and the Man Who Stole the Planet, as it was originally broadcast on Monday, July 26, 1948. In the newspapers of that Monday 74 years ago, these were some of the headlines. America's boisterous new progressive party wound up its convention last night by boosting Henry Wallace on a platform that says Russia and the U.S. share joint responsibility for avoiding war. The newly created, newly named party ended its first convention as it began on a note of song. The convention's lengthy Sunday session added a few planks to the platform and picked permanent officers for the party. For its presidential candidate, the party has Henry A. Wallace. Its vice presidential nominee is Senator Glenn Taylor of Idaho. The two accepted in speeches Saturday night. Then yesterday, delegates piled back into Convention Hall to adopt a 7,000-word platform. By the time they finished the chore, a count showed only 351 of some 3,240 delegates and alternates still on the floor. And in the galleries, 187 onlookers stayed with them. America's top advisors on Russia and Germany met in the blockaded city of Berlin last night to map new moves in the Berlin crisis, which seems certain to result in a new Big Four conference. Reports, which could not be confirmed by official sources, said President Truman, together with the chiefs of state for Britain and France, were planning a direct approach to Prime Minister Stalin. General Lucius D. Clay, the U.S. military governor for Germany, who just returned from Washington, indicated there had been a shift in the U.S. position on the Berlin issue, bringing it into line with the British and French positions. He said the U.S. is prepared to negotiate on all of Germany, but not under duress. By duress, he referred to the Russian land blockade of Berlin. In their first note to Russia, the Western powers expressed willingness to negotiate on Berlin only. The Soviet Air Force celebrated Aviation Day yesterday with the great parade of air power in Russia's history. For 90 minutes, the skies over Moscow throbbed as the Soviet Air Force showed its strength, ranging from tiny one-seater training gliders to jet fighters and massive four-engine bombers. Watching below were thousands of plain Russian citizens, high members of the government, and foreign military observers. The Arabs will make another attempt this week to shelve the partition of Palestine. The Security Council will take up Tuesday at 10 a.m. a proposal by Farhad El-Khoury of Syria that the council seek a ruling on Palestine from the International Court of Justice. Several delegates who do not favor this procedure predict the proposal will be defeated. The council will also take up charges by Israeli and Arab countries that each side has violated the UN truce. Cheering Yugoslav communists unanimously passed a resolution last night which called Russia's official Communist Party newspaper, Pravda, a liar. The Russian boycotted Yugoslav Communist Congress replied angrily to Pravda's accusations that a reign of terror has been instituted in Yugoslavia to keep communists in line behind Premier Marshal Tito. The Yugoslav communists, who refused to bow to Comeform demands that they purge their party leadership, shouted Tito, Tito, and raised their hands in approval of the anti-Pravda resolution. General Electric announcing last night an increase on 1 penny on the retail price of electric light bulbs in the 15 to 60 watt sizes begin today. They will cost 12 cents each. It's so peaceful in the country. That's the theme song of the National Security Resources Board, which says atom bombs are less likely to fall on you if you get out of big cities and industrial areas. In a report released yesterday, the bomb said an enemy wouldn't waste expensive and scarce A-bombs on anything but highly concentrated areas of vital industry. The quote pamphlet says studies made to date indicate that areas of industry concentrate less than 5 square miles or urban concentrations of less than 50,000 people will be reasonably secure from attack under all circumstances expected to prevail. And white girl babies now can expect to live to at least 70.3 years. That from the National Office of Vital Statistics. In a report they released yesterday, the first time in the country's history, the life expectancy has gone past the biblical 3 score and 10. Non-white babies have the chance of living at least 61 years. And those some of the day's news stories as reported in the newspapers of Monday, July 26, 1948, on your radio, Quiet Please, The Man Who Stole the Planet, which will continue following these words. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite station.
Are you suffering with arthritis or osteoporosis? Do you have diabetes? Did you know that these are just two of the hundreds of diseases that have seen improvement with Dr. Wallach's incredible longevity products? You can't get them at a health food store. The only way to get them is to call us at 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065. Do you have heart disease, fibromyalgia, or high blood pressure? Do you have a terrible time losing weight? Dr. Wallach can help. He was a veterinarian and cured diseases in animals. He felt that he could do the same for humans, so he became a physician. Over 50 years of research and helping people like you goes into every bottle of Dr. Wallach's amazing discoveries. Do you want to feel better? Learn how to treat the cause of your problem rather than covering up the symptoms with drugs. Call 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wednesday's Classic Radio Theater, we go to 66 years ago, July 27th, 1956, an episode of the CBS Radio Workshop and Star Boy, a retelling of the Blackfoot Indian legend about the Morning Star, who took an Indian girl from Earth to be his wife. That'll be coming up on our Wednesday Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, some culture for you. But right now, the conclusion of Quiet Please, starring Ernest Chappell. I'll talk a little about Ernest in the show some more after we complete this episode of The Man Who Stole a Planet, July 26, 1948, 74 years ago today.
He's okay, honey. Oh, good, but we won't be separated. Just stand
still. My light's on. No, wait. There's a light.
And there was a little light, a little faint light down there under the earth. And at first I couldn't see where it came from. But our eyes got more and more used to the dim radiance. We finally saw where it was coming from.
There's a globe there, Norman.
I hope so, too. Come on, let's look over.
What is it, Norman?
Anyone has ever seen.
It can't.
It is. See, it's an North American continent. And around here. Europe. Asia. Africa.
It's the world.
Do you realize what it means?
Jesus.
It means that these people knew the world is round hundreds of years before Columbus proved it. It proved that the people who lived here knew all about the world. Look. Even Australia.
Yes, it is.
Perfect. But this will upset every scientific... My Lord, woman, do you realize what a discovery this is?
I'm afraid of it.
Oh, I found what holds it up.
What?
It's not suspended in midair at all. See these two little wires? One from each pole?
And you see? I see. Oh, Norman, it's so beautiful and so terrifying.
Yeah, this is one treasure the Mexican government isn't going to get.
Are you going to take it?
Are you kidding?
What was that?
Well, the door blew open. I was wondering how we were going to get out again. Now everything is going to be all right. And I nearly dropped the lantern. Because when I turned around to look at the door, the rays from my lantern lit up the walls of the circular rock-hewn room we stood in. And ranged around the walls 2 feet apart were the high priest and all their regalia, just like you looked at. All of them staring at us, each one of them with a bow in his outstretched left hand, and an obsidian-tipped arrow drawn to the head, aimed straight at Liz and me. It was only a second before I realized they were all dead, that they'd been placed there long centuries ago, that they were harmless. And I laughed. I picked up the crystal globe that the little world lived in, and Anders and I made our way outside to the world of grass and sunlight. And I, like some 20th century Atlas, carried the world on my shoulder. I turned and looked back for a moment at the door. And there, framed in the blackness beyond, stood an ancient man in the regalia of a high priest, such as he left behind us when we stole the world. And the arrow on his bow was pointed at my heart. So I shot him. I slapped Liz when she started to cry. And we came away. Let's look again at this first fellow I took. See? The wooden head? He's the one I shot. I'll never forget his face. Look here. This is a very fine platinum. did you? That's the Sahara Desert. What?
No, Norman, please don't.
Wait. What? You see? Nothing happened. Is that so? Liz, turn on the radio. There's a news program on now. Go ahead. Turn it on. And be still. All of you.
Hold for immediate peace in the Holy Land. Just a moment, please. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it is reported that the Sahara Desert, the driest place in the world, has been suddenly inundated by widespread cloudbursts of unimagined intensity. The rolling sand dunes of the world's greatest desert are now submerged below
the sea of
hundreds of persons.
Lots of people someday, so let's practice. Don't believe it? Oh, here, take this needle. No? Well, watch me. What shall we destroy? No, not a town. We'll wait for that. Besides, I can't pinpoint a town on a globe this size. Exactly. Let's see. Where's this?
Norman, please don't.
Liz, will you sit down, please, and shut up? Northern Minnesota, it's all deep forest there. And they've never had an earthquake. So,
Norman,
just jab it a few times with the needle. Feel that? That, friend, is an earthquake a few thousand miles away, a very severe one. Liz, turn up the radio.
I don't want to.
In such a time of world unrest, Mother Nature herself takes a hand. $2,200,000. That's right,
$2,200,000 was the price we paid for 1947 plastic accidents, which injured 1,100,000 Americans and killed 32,000. We complained about the cost of helping the war-torn countries of the world, and yet we recklessly squander lives and dollars and file the expense away under the caption, "Isn't it a shame it had to happen to them?" We forget that a moment's carelessness on our part might result in it happening to us. Whether you're driving or walking, obey all traffic rules. Look right, look left, look ahead, so you won't be looking up from 6 feet under. Be careful. The life you save may be your own. This program is heard in Canada through the facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
July 26, 1948, quiet, please, on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. By Richard Hand in Terror on the Air, said that the program was subdued, slow-paced, and more quiet atmosphere that could still, at its best, match Lights Out for fright and thrills. Ernest Chappell had ample experience in radio, but mostly as an announcer. With Quiet, Please, Cooper gave Chappell the chance to act, and the result was a revelation. Chappell proved himself to be versatile in accent and delivery. And my thoughts? It was such understated horror that it truly was frightening. Like many shows of its type, Quiet Please found the bulk of its success after it left the air. Quiet Please on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. Please thank this station. Support their advertisers. It's their kindness and courtesy that allows us to be with you each and every time you roll around here on your favorite station. Also, if you miss a day, you don't have to miss a show. You can catch our shows through my webpage, classicradio.stream. You can stream the shows there. We also have a list of other places where you can download the shows for listening on demand. We also have the ability to contact me, and you can also buy me a coffee, like the birthday boy did. Thank you again, Richard, for that. Your support of the show, as well as others, is greatly appreciated. Thank you so much for listening. Tell a friend the great radio shows are right here at this spot on the dial. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite station. Have a great Tuesday.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.